Hey, what? Sweating?
Look at us.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Hey, look at us.
Hey, look at us.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah. Hey, to apologize to everyone who listened to the last one, and we reference in the audio version to go and watch the video on YouTube because Gina put goggles on.
Just the best reason to watch.
We were unfortunately unable, seriously,
to get a lot of technical difficulties.
Yes, to get the video file exported to, you know, lower resolution, get it uploaded in a timely manner. It was like here at the house on my laptop, it was telling us like 24 hours.
Yeah, and it just kept shutting down. Anyway, we gave up.
So there's no video, and we're really we apologize. However, if we can get that one up and on YouTube, we'll get it up there as soon as we can. So it is warm, isn't it?
It's real warm. It's real
all
warm.
Of a sudden,
I'm real hungover. It's really I took a sip of this White Claw, and it's really just made me drunk again.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're feeling like a little bit
drunk
better.
And sweaty. Yeah,
oh, a sweaty yeah. drunk.
I'm a sweaty
it's,
drunk.
Yuck yuck Sunday.
I mean, it's better than Dirty Jesus. So.
Do you want to explain
no,
that
you,
reference?
No, I have.
Or me?
I can't even form sentences right now, okay. So you're gonna have to explain.
You guys, we spent the weekend with a bunch of our friends: Dana, Rob Bailey, Bonnie Schroeder. It was Keaton's birthday, the muscle
Diesel
brothers, and there's a bunch of our friends in town. Luckily, it was in St. George, where I live, so very convenient for us. But we went and did a razor ride. That was super fun.
That was fun.
We had the razors for 3 hours out in the sand dunes. And Gina had a good time.
I did. I was nervous.
Believe it or not, man, she was nervous.
I laughed the whole time. I was just trying to drink claws in the back, just smacking myself in the face.
Oh, yeah. She'd open one because we were in the back seat. So it was a four-seater, a Can-Am. And Rob was driving, Dana's in the front, and me and Gina are in the back, which was nice. Like, we actually had shade the whole time. Rob and Dana were just sweating.
They're cooking. They're getting cooked.
And I'd look over, and Gina'd crack a claw, but then Rob would gun it. We'd like on it, be on a straightaway, and we're kind of bouncing, and she's like trying to take a sip because it's so full that every time you hit a bump, it's spraying out of the can. And every time she'd go to take a drink and it would spray, it was all over me. Every single time.
I know, sorry.
Every time.
Keeping you cool.
We did that. Hang out at the pool at the house.
Another opportunity to have matching bathing suits with a bunch of people that were 20 years younger than me.
It
so
was an opportunity.
For you older ladies out there that listen to us, just think about that.
Hey, look at us.
Hey, look at us.
Maddie, Keaton's fiance and baby mama. She just had a baby not that long ago. But she had these swimsuits made. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you probably saw that it was like, is that Keaton's face all over your swimsuit? Or is that, are you dressed as a slice of pizza?
That's that pepperoni.
That's pepperoni pizza. But we had, the guys had swim trunks, the girls had bathing suits. And so, of course, we got back from our razor ride, continued the party at the house by the pool, had a barbecue, and had matching bathing suits. And Gina was stoked.
I hated it.
But she did it.
Yeah, I'll do
Even
it.
Even she comes out, we're all walking out to surprise Keaton. He hasn't seen the swimsuits yet. And she pulls up the tail end, and he goes, even Gina got one? So happy. And then this
That's
turned
not my
into,
favorite thing.
You know, have been drinking long enough. A lot of sun, too. So we're drinking claws, but
sun,
then we're in
sand,
the sun
dirty.
All day. And Gina decides she's going to take her swimsuit off, and she wants to be comfortable. So she puts on a smock.
Yeah.
A muumuu. A nightgown.
It looked like a big, giant nightgown.
Yeah.
But it had pockets. I was super excited about the pockets.
Yes. And it's like a off-white, and it has some vertical stripes on it, but very, very, like, slightly darker than the rest of it. And
long. Real long, long-sleeved.
Long-sleeved.
Big.
Big. Big.
Could have fit about three people in it.
And she puts it on. And she's like, I want to be comfortable. And I'm like, okay. And I just, all night, it was just, people just, shots fired at Gina. And she loved it. But like, I also could not help, but I just continued to figure out a new thing that she looks like, person or character. Definitely, I come downstairs, and they had already been downstairs for a little bit, and she's got her Birkenstocks on, and her hair's dark, and it's like all, you know, down, and she's wearing this big smock.
Well, and I just got out of the pool and let it dry, and I had things stuck in my hair. Yeah. I was a mess.
She said that she was either, looked like she was going to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Or then all of a sudden I come downstairs and she goes, hey, would you like me to multiply any loaves of bread or fish for you? It's like she was Jesus.
I was Jesus. So then it became Dirty Jesus.
Because she looks like she hadn't, like she climbed out of a dumpster.
I did.
Then she was a very sexy hobo.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she was the dude.
Yes.
That was a good, that one was very accurate.
You said,
accurate.
Oh my God, you look like the dude. And I was like, oh, I do look like the dude.
I had to take on
his persona after that.
It was 100% in your body, how you were moving, how you were sitting.
Super relaxed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. And we were up super late. A group of us got really into a show on Netflix called Brand New Cherry Flavor.
Brand New Cherry Flavor.
That's it, right?
Yes.
Dude, we tried to, okay. That's the first time we've gotten the title right.
Yeah.
Every time someone's at, we were up there watching it. Someone would come upstairs and be like, hey, what are you watching? Over and over again. And we'd
say a different name every single time.
Like a brand new flavor of cherry.
Cherry brand flavor.
Cherry flavor that's brand new. But it's called Brand New Cherry Flavor, and it is bizarre.
It is bizarre. I was trying to explain it to Daniel, our friend Daniel. He was like, oh, have you watched any shows lately? And I said, oh, yeah, there's this one. It's like really weird, but it's really cool. It's called Brand New Cherry Flavor. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, what's it about? And I was like, well, this girl, she goes to L.A. She wants to get her script.
Like a short film.
Yeah, make a film. She meets with this guy. He steals her movie. She wants revenge. She meets a witch. The witch is...
Don't tell him too much.
No, I know. And then, you know, she pukes cats.
She pukes cats.
And he just goes, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking? Like, who comes up with something like that? I'm like, I don't know. But it's, believe it or not, it's good. But yes.
It's really
good.
Sorry if I ruined it for you, but she pukes cats. It's so bizarre. And the acting is done so well. And you should watch it. There's one season. We were watching it last night for our second time.
Yes.
Just as good. If not better.
Yeah.
I caught on to things that I didn't catch on to the first time.
No, it's good. Go watch it. It's on Netflix.
But we're up. And Gina is, I mean, we're both hungover, but she's definitely hurting. We were preparing to do the podcast. And I'm like, hey, I just want to make sure you're as comfortable as possible. Because those of you that have listened to any of our drunk podcasts, one with Dana, the one.
Oh, the Vegas.
The one in Vegas.
Where I couldn't even say anything.
No, nothing. I was like, as long as you are comfortable, I think that's going to be our best shot at getting any words done. Out of you.
Because then I leave from here and fly home.
Yes.
Okay. So, what were we going to read? Oh. Okay. Remember the hiccup thing that we told everyone?
Yes.
The girl that wrote in.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say, I can't remember her name. The one that wrote in about holding the pen between your, like this way, like a horse bit.
Yeah.
We did that at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So, our friend April was at the house and she had hiccups, and both Brooke and I were like, oh. You got to try this thing.
Yeah,
see,
we were
works.
Told this is 100% cure. 100%.
Yeah. Better and so she did it. She put the pen in her mouth. She had to drink water with the pen in her mouth over the sink, and it worked.
Gone.
Done.
So you put just a pen.
So it's been tested and approved.
And you hold it in your teeth like a horse bit, horizontal in your mouth. And you have to drink water. It says in the email, and it is messy, like do it over the sink.
Yeah.
As water's going down, you're trying to swallow it.
It's coming out. It is coming out. And well, no. So somebody else wrote in. Another ultimate hiccup fix. And I read this and I was like, what the hell? Hi, Brooke and Gina. I had just finished eating some pumpkin spice cookies. Honestly, not relevant, but they were delicious.
Thank you.
Okay. And randomly remembered the episode where you talked about hiccups and how to get rid of them. I have the ultimate hiccup fix. I can't think of a time that this method has failed me. I have no idea where I learned it from, and I can't tell you why it works, but it just does. Hear me out. The first step is to take the deepest breath possible and hold it. But wait, this is where the magic happens. Next, all you have to do is imagine an upside down pineapple. Yes, the whole fruit that you buy at the grocery store and think it would be cute to bring home and cut up, but it ends up sitting on your counter forever because who has time for that? I'm pretty sure I've used the pineapple method with my eyes open and closed before, but the key is to really picture it. Try to think of every detail of the pineapple, the color, the pattern on the outside, how the leaves at the top would look upside down, everything. You'll know when to stop because you'll have held your breath past the point of time where you already would have hiccuped again, if that makes sense. I've had friends and my boyfriend do this in front of me and it always works. It's like a guided meditation, but imagining an upside down pineapple and holding your breath. So really not like a guided meditation at all. But I feel like the pineapple part is special because I've also tried just holding my breath to get rid of hiccups, and that alone never works for me. I absolutely adore you both and the podcast. You guys never fail to make me laugh. And I feel like I'm genuinely just having conversation with friends when I listen. Thank you for reading, and I hope you both have the best day. Sending love. Her name is Brooke. Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you, Brooke. Well,
that sounds odd, but we will. I mean, I wonder, like, would it work with another fruit?
It might.
I mean.
And it probably would need to be a fruit that had a lot of detail.
Yeah.
Like, don't do, like, a cantaloupe. You know?
Not a lot of detail in a cantaloupe.
No. A lot of ridges. Or honeydew, you're like, all right, round, green? Is it green?
Just while holding your breath, just pass out. Oh, my God. Well, thank you for writing in.
Oh, I'm just now seeing the thing. You guys, there's, I'm going to reshare this on our Instagram, but there's a,
oh.
Gina sent me this picture. They got sent to her, sent to us. And someone was going, oh, I'll just tell you her name. Karen Wood. She was going to download some podcasts, like the, I think the YouTube version to watch or listen. And there's this video that popped up and it's like a transformation video of me. Shows you my transformation. Brookends fit. Hey, also don't watch this video. We don't want to keep pumping it up. All right. But if you, we'll share this picture on the Instagram. Brookend's fit body transformation, and it is a side-by-side photo of me, which is an actual photo of me. It does look like they really, honestly, it looks like they made my arms a little bit bigger. I'm serious. And really use the contrast to make my abs pop even more. But the photo next to that version of me is a version of me I've never seen before. Big old boobies and a waist and huge hips, big just, old legs, just
with your
thick.
Face just photoshopped right onto
and
it.
And my head is just, my face is just photoshopped right on.
So don't be fooled.
No, I almost was. I was like, wait a second.
I know. It looks like it.
Was it that
me?
Long ago that I've forgotten all about it? That I was that curvy? I told Gina, I was like, oh, man. When did I ever have boobs like that?
Never.
Dude, so funny. When we asked on the podcast for you guys to send us all of your
tips
dick
and tricks.
Yeah, trips and
dick
tips,
sucking tips.
Your dick sucking tips or pussy licking tips. And for, you know, so we could share those tips, tips and tricks for boggling and blowing. We got one.
I'm going to spit that out.
We got a very good message.
We got a very detailed message.
Very detailed. Want me to
so
read
if your
it?
Kids are in the car, don't, just turn this off.
Yeah. If there's anyone around you that you wouldn't want to hear this much detail, you might want to pause it and save it for later. Okay, tip for sucking that man's pee-pee. is suck the tip with tongue pressure on the front of the tip to the top. Well, hang on. From the on
was
the
trying
front,
to picture this.
I know. On the front of the tip to the top of the tip and stay at the tip. So much tip. And as you do that, suck it. You don't have to put it all in your mouth. But having your hand on the bottom doing the motion and just using your mouth at the tip. And if you don't have to go super fast, just keeping a consistent pace will make them come faster. Alex, are you liking this? We have a new videographer with us today, and he has never videoed our podcast. This is incredible. This is a great first day impression. Going back a little bit, you don't have to go super fast. Just keep a consistent pace, and you'll make them come faster. You can even jerk him off. God, that sounds so aggressive.
I know.
Jerk him. Jerk him off just at the tip with some pressure, like squeeze your hand at the tip and let pressure go. And mixing up the so much pressure, so much tip. And at this point in, so Gina sent it to me and I start reading it. And we immediately start imagining like you trying to test these out and you'd have to like stop and start over.
And start over.
And have to grab your phone for the instruction. It would take a lot of practice.
Yeah.
All right, back to pressure. Mix up the pressure, as in loose pressure on the bottom, to a little more pressure going over that crease of the peepee. I love it. She says this peepee. You can do that for a little to get him started, and then you can use your mouth for the end because it is a fucking workout, and your whole tongue, neck will hurt. She laughs. One guy in my life finally talked me through on how to properly do it, and it shouldn't be different with any other guy because all men are the same when coming. Girls are complicated comers. Girls are the complicated yes, comers.
True.
I love this shit. That was for the podcast question you had at the end on sucking dick. Thank you, Alyssa. And also, she says, don't let those fuckers control you. Smack his hand away because if you're in control right now, she said, because you are in control right now. And I hate it to death when men try pushing my head down. I'm like, okay, I'm a human being, and right now I'm clocked in for this shift, and you're making me want to quit my job right now.
So true.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Because sucking dick is its own labor, and you will definitely feel that shit tomorrow. Amen.
I know. I would fuck it up for sure.
Yeah, me and Gina were laughing. I was like, dude, I can just picture you being like, hang on. Oh, dang it. Can you hand me my phone?
I need to read these instructions again.
I need to go back a few steps.
Oh, my God.
There's like a mouthful of, am I doing it right? What's step number three? Just a mouthful of balls.
I do hate it when they freaking push your head down, though.
I love that.
You love it?
No, I love that she says,
I was like, God.
I'm clocked in for this job right now, and you are making me want to quit my job. Oh. Freak. So some exciting news. Dana is gonna be popping up with us on the podcast way more often. Cause I'm gonna be spending a lot more time in Montana. And you guys already know, obviously, when me and Gina can't be in the same place, then we do Zoom. And Dana's gonna be in there. She's gonna be in it.
She's gonna be in it.
It's gonna be a great addition for conversation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We've got some guests coming up. We're going to learn about...
And if it seems like I'm not excited about it, I'm just hungover.
Yeah, they know.
I am very excited about it.
They know. She goes, I'm very excited.
I am.
I'm so excited.
I'm just struggling right now.
She is...
Oh my God.
Sorry. That was a burp.
That was a fart burp.
I should have just let it ride.
Yeah. You had a good one last night.
I know. I surprise myself sometimes how loud it is.
First night when we went for Keaton's party, so not last night, night before. Oh, guys, we played What's Behind My Back.
What's behind my back?
And it has, and anybody who listens to our podcast knows that we came up with this game called What's Behind My Back. It's very simple.
Long time ago.
But it's brought a lot of enjoyment. So we played What's Behind My Back on, was it Friday night?
Yes.
Friday night. And we played some charades.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, I broke my toe.
Yeah, Gina broke her toe. She wakes up the next morning.
Got real into it.
And I see her and she goes, hey, I broke my toe. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, when? What'd you do? I have no idea. I'm like, I really feel like, because she's gotten hurt so many times while intoxicated, that even then, like, there's usually still like a reaction, you know? Or she falls, and that's why she's, like, really bruised, so she doesn't really cry or anything like that, or bitch, or moan.
No.
But we know exactly
because
where the bruises came from. But she's got a broken toe, super bruised, no idea. I was trying to, our room had bunk beds. So in our room, and this God, was not, guys, this is no, not just
there were
typical,
triple bunk beds.
Yeah, it's not like your typical top bunk, bottom bunk. This is a set of three.
We were triple stacked.
Yeah, three high and very vertical and terrifying to climb into.
Yeah, I had to sleep in the bottom one.
Well, you didn't have to.
Well, Bonnie switched. Yes. So it was Bonnie with us. And Bronny was getting freaked out by being on the bottom because you just think like, oh, my God.
Well, because I was supposed to go on the very top because you didn't want to go to... She was already on the bottom.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to go to the very top. So then
I didn't trust myself to climb that high.
So then I'm trying to find the ladder. It's like hidden in the frame because the frame was very small and very unassuming.
Yeah.
That it could even hold three of those beds with people on them. And so I climb up. I get up there to the top and it feels wobbly. And... At this time, Bonnie's at the very bottom, and Gina's just standing off to the side because she's trying to decide, like, I don't know if I want to get in there. I think I'll sleep on the couch. And
well, because there's probably, like, a foot of space. Yes.
The most
from
space
the
was definitely
bunk above you.
Yes. For me, it was like, okay, I got to the very top, climbed that mountain, and I was like, well, I mean, the one plus up here is I have way more space that if I sit up, I'm not going to whack my face on a bar or the bed above
me.
Yeah,
you can't, like, roll over.
And then we start laughing because Bonnie is, not only is she laying very far away from me, like down, but she's like wrapped in a blanket. She's like in a blanket and she's talking to me and Gina starts laughing. She goes, I'm just kind of worried because like you sound so far away.
She sounded like she was buried.
Yeah. So then she got really spooked because she felt like she needed to be on the top because she didn't want to be on the bottom when they all came crashing down like stepbrothers.
Yeah,
and so I climb back down.
Oh no, black sheep.
I climb back to and stepbrothers.
Oh yeah,
when they build, mm-hmm. They build bunk beds.
Yes, you're right.
I climb back down. So then me and Gina at this point, it's like, okay, I want to sleep on the bottom, and Gina's like, no, I want to sleep on the bottom. And so then I go, I threw a little bit of a tantrum. I was like, fine. I was like, I never get to do anything that I want. So we're laughing. I climb into the middle again, very difficult, and Gina gets into the bottom. And that was it.
Yeah, it was it wasn't the most comfortable bed. That's for sure. I felt like I was going to get buried at any point. And then we had a friend who was sleeping on the other side of the wall that has the most aggressive snoring, like so bad that the first night Brooke didn't stay the night, but Bonnie and I did, and both of us at one point thought it was each other because it sounded like it was in our room.
He's a big man.
But he was a big man. And he was in the other room just snoring. So yeah, the first night didn't sleep well either. So yeah, lack of sleep on top of hungover. It's a good combination.
Dude, those bunk beds, I've never seen them like that before.
I've never seen a triple stack.
No. Oh, that could have been bad.
Could have been.
What would you do?
Well, I'd be dead.
You would probably be dead.
I would be dead. I'd for sure. There's no way.
Actually, no, never, I don't think.
No way
I think,
I'd come out of that
I
unscathed.
Think, no, I think you would.
Think so?
Unfortunately, you just would like have way more ailments that like you couldn't just you never got rid of.
Probably. Well, and then I was like, really, I don't know why, but I get kind of ornery when I'm drunk.
Yes, she does.
And it was really bothering me that this guy was really bothering me.
Oh my gosh!
And very nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it.
Gina just gets like, if something bothers her, she gets ruthless. And it's funny when you're not in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
If you're in the crosshairs, but like majority of the time though too, if something bothers her and like it's really annoys her, she'll be seem like ornery or could seem mean, but she's not mean.
No.
What she normally does is when she's drinking, She just becomes ruthless with people that are easy targets to make fun of them, like to give them shit. And in our group of friends, like, it happens a lot. And then you have Gina, like, she does it, but like, she loves it when people can, like,
oh, yeah,
burn her.
Yeah, I can take it.
Like, she wants them to, pick her apart. But she was on one last night.
This guy, I'm like sitting upstairs, and he like walks upstairs, and he's like, you know, he's super muscle guy.
Well, I think he's prepping for a show.
Yeah, muscly guy. And so he comes up and he's talking about like how, you know, there's no more water down there, and he's bougie and he needs. I was like, bougie, like, dude, I'll drink out of the toilet if I have to. Like,
if I'm thirsty,
like,
enough.
I'm thirsty enough, I'm gonna drink out of the toilet. Like, and so he's like going on, and it's just so funny to me when people's names are shortened.
Yeah.
What was his name?
His name, well, Trevor, I think.
No, but Trev. Trev, and then the wife's name was shortened also.
Jess.
And so I was drunk, and I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, Brooke, if you and I, it would be Gene and Bro.
Gene and Bro. And then I think we cackled for like 20
minutes. We thought it was the funniest thing. And I was like, hey, do you think this is still going to be funny tomorrow? And Bonnie's like, no. I think it's still funny.
Gene and Bro.
Like, how, Alex, does anybody ever call you Al? I don't like it when they do.
Oh, man, I'll never call you Al. Al.
Did my dad's name?
Bonnie was Bon.
Bon.
Dana could be Dan.
Dan. Yeah. Just like Gene. That was my grandpa's name.
Gene. That's a good name.
Gene sounds very, yeah, that's going to be like my butch name.
Gene. Gene and Bro.
Gene and Bro. It's so stupid.
Gene and Bro.
Anyway.
All right, guys.
Sorry for this one. Just, you know, not a lot of energy.
Unfortunately, we say sorry more times than we probably should or we would want to.
Yeah, that is true. That's true.
Gina's leaving town today. She's going back to California. I'm in Utah, and I won't be back in California to be in person with her for recording for till October.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna have to do some Zooms, which we hate.
And a lot of new stuff happening. I am selling my house, and I'm gonna be living still in Utah, but I'm gonna be in Utah and Montana. Yes, I'm very sad, and yes,
I'm very sad.
Gina is very sad and mad. And mad.
I'm sad and mad.
And there's just life is happening, and I'm having to pivot and figure things out and how to make stuff work better and for long term. And Gina's just going to have to travel a bit more.
Yeah.
And
you're going to travel too. You're still
going to
come out there. Yeah.
I'm just not going to live there.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. We're working through a lot of different, you know, bumps and grinds.
Bumps and grinds. Boggles and blows.
Boggling and blowing. All right,
guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning, and we'll talk to you next week. All right.
I'm going to go put her on an airplane. Wish her luck.